Welcome to Discovering Spirit Within. I'm Reverend Deborah Phillips, Assistant Minister at Spiritual Life Center in Sacramento, and today we're going to talk about time. I have several reasons for wanting to talk about time. The biggest one is that we live in a culture, in a world, where most of us feel like we don't have enough time to do what we need to do, and certainly don't have enough time to do what we want to do. So we're going to talk about the concept of time, the construct of time, our relationship to time, and then eventually get into how we allow ourselves to do what we want to do. At least I think that's where it's going to go, but once I start talking, who knows what's going to happen. So the first idea I want to share with you comes from a book called The Master Key System. And the author of this book is Charles Hanel. And there are several versions of this book, by the way. It's in public domain now. And so there's lots and lots of versions. The one that I work with is called The Master Key System, The Complete Original Edition. And it seems to be the most accurate and complete one. Now, most of us know that time is a construct. It's something that we have sort of invented with clocks and things to help keep ourselves on track, which means that we actually treat time as an external influence upon us. But what Hanel says, and I'm just going to read the quote, "Time is only the experience of succession, there being no past or future except as a thought relation to the past." And of course, what he's saying is that the only thing that actually is now, what I'm doing in this moment, what you're doing in this very moment, that's all there is. Anything that happened before or after is simply a matter of our thought processes and our relationship really with ourselves. Because I remember things that I have done, I have things that I know I'm going to do, and when I think about them, I am still in the present. I'm still here, but I'm looking at something ahead or behind. And what this did for me was help me think about my relationship with my world around, my inner world and my outer world, in terms of how I flow through life. And when you think about it like that, as opposed to something in the past has happened and it's frozen and it's stuck there, or something is in the future and I've got to get there, for me, it brings me back to my center. It brings me back to being present, not in a way of forcing myself, I'm here now, I'm present, but I realize that it's simply my thoughts and, again, my relationship to those things that are going on. So that takes us to thinking about our relationship to time as we know it in an everyday way. I look at, do I have time to do the podcast? Do I have time to play with my cats? Do I have time to write a talk for Sunday? Do I have time to just go sit outside and just not think for a while? Do I have time for all of that? And the answer is yes, we have time for all of that, because honestly, time is a construct. And it's very useful to us, because when we talk about manifesting things, if, you know, we say you manifest whatever you think about enough, well, think of what would happen if you thought about something and it manifested immediately. Time is on our side in that respect. And in many ways, time is on our side, because it allows us to step back. It allows us to speed up, slow down. It allows us to look at our world and decide how we want it designed. What I also like about this quote is that it helps us put our past experiences into perspective. If we can realize that whatever happened before now is simply doesn't exist anymore, and whatever is going on inside our heads is simply our relationship to it, which is why so many of the seminars and classes that people take right now have to do with rewriting your story in one way or another, looking at your emotions, deciding what those emotions and feelings are. At SLC, we use the quantum living training. And But they're all, there's so much of this right now is saying the same thing. Is it's like, yes, that happened in the past, but it's really your relationship to what happened in the past or your relationship to what's going to happen in the future. It's like, if you're nervous about something coming up, you can sit down and think about it and work through it because it's not real. It's not real yet. It's simply how you are relating to that situation. Now, how do I bring this into something practical? Because honestly, I'm hoping this has made sense because in some ways it doesn't to me. Now, we live in a culture here in the United States where we're busy, busy, busy all the time. And, you know, there are people who are starting to rebel against that a little bit and say, I don't want all of my time taken up by work, or I don't want all of my time given away to this. And it's a fairly healthy way to be. So how do we pull ourselves out of the time stream, the constructed time stream, and learn to live our lives on our own terms? Now, when you say live your life on your own terms, I think people think, well, I'm just not going to do anything that anybody else wants me to do, and I'm just going to go off and be a complete rebel and to heck with everybody. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about living life on your own terms within the social construct that we live in. And I have a perfect example in my own life. Now, if you are a regular listener to Discovering Spirit Within, you will have noticed that there have been no new podcasts for quite a while. And that happened because, well, I started this podcast during the shutdown and when I wasn't doing Wednesday night programs. And then we came back and we started doing Wednesday night programs and some other things started happening. And I couldn't find the space physically, emotionally, or mentally to sit down and do a podcast. And I was also thinking, what else is there to talk about? And so I decided to give myself permission to not make some podcasts for a while. But I wasn't comfortable with it because I feel like if you are a devoted, or if you're not, maybe not devoted, but if you're a follower, I owe it to you to offer you something. So that was my first step. It's like I have to give myself permission to take the time to get my head straight again, right? And then another thing happened. Is I had a group that met on Thursday mornings, and we had been meeting for 7 years. And the group was changing, and it was changing in a way that I somehow couldn't control, and I wasn't very pleased with. It wasn't doing what it needed to do for me or the other people anymore. And I finally came to the conclusion that I needed to end the group. This group is extremely important to me. It is the reason I went to Spiritual Life Center in the first place. My entire goal was to simply go to SLC, have a small group where I sat and had these kind of far-ranging conversations with people, and that was my entire goal there. 7 years later, I'm the assistant minister and doing lots of other things. None of that was in my plan, but it just came about. So I've gotten busier. The group wasn't going a direction I was really happy with. And so I made the decision to stop the group. I have to tell you, it broke my heart. I cried, but I knew that it was time after 7 years to do something different. So I stopped the group. And then one day I was just walking around Barnes & Noble bookstore and I came across this book, The Master Key System. Now, it's apparently very well known out there in a lot of quarters, but I had never heard of it before. And I looked at it and I thought, this looks really cool. I'll take it home and put it with my other stack of metaphysical books that I don't read and life will go on. Well, I got totally hooked on this book. And so I shared it with a friend who had been in my group. And then we shared it with a couple of other people and everybody got excited about it. And so I thought, maybe I can start the group again. But there was this factor of time because I do this thing on Wednesday night at Spiritual Life Center. It's called Wow Wednesday. And then I come home and then the next morning I'm back doing the group in the morning. And that was something that I never really wanted to do. The whole thing started when 7 years ago when I said I would like to do this group, and I wasn't even on the staff at the time, and they said, sure, great, you know, do a Thursday morning group. And we had it all set up, and we had advertised it, and then about 3 weeks before the group was supposed to start, I was interviewed and hired to do the Wednesday night program. Now, I never would have scheduled myself that way just because I'm at a point in my life where I don't have to push that hard. I don't want to push that hard. And so for 7 years, I did Wednesday nights and then Thursday mornings. Now, there was that break during the pandemic where I wasn't doing Wednesday nights, and we were doing the group on Zoom, and I was doing the podcast instead of the Wednesday night. So that was all good. Well, we come back, and I'm back to Wednesday night and Thursday morning, and it altogether, it was not working for me. But here we are with a new book, a new idea, a new format for the group, and I'm looking at starting up Thursday mornings again, and I wanted to do the group so much, and I didn't want to do Thursdays so badly. And I was talking to my friend Patty, and we were just having a general chat, and I looked at her, and I said, oh my gosh, Patty, I could move the group to Tuesdays. Now, I know this sounds kind of silly, but I was so locked into the idea that we had to do Thursdays that I couldn't allow myself to think about changing the date, the day, the time, moving it in time. I couldn't get there. And part of that had to do with the fact that sometime during that 7 years, I had mentioned a couple of times to the group that I'd like to move it to Tuesdays, and everybody said, well, I can't do Tuesdays, and blah, 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 and so I didn't change it. I cannot tell you the level of freedom I felt when I realized that I'm starting the group over, and I can do it on any day I want, and I don't have to worry about who's going to come, because the right people are going to find the group, and I can do it in my time. My time. That was the most freeing thing that I have experienced in years. And it sounds so simple, doesn't it? It sounds so small. But those of you who are raising children, or those of you who work full time, think about when you get that 40 minutes to yourself, that 20 minutes, that little space where it is all yours. Now, yes, I am committed to this group. I am committed to that time frame. But because I chose the time I want to do it, it is my time. And I am so excited when we met for the first time last week. And I can't tell you how excited I was to be doing it because it was on my own terms. Now, think about my own terms in this perspective. I'm not telling people to take a hike. I'm not doing anything that's rebellious or going against the grain. My time simply means what's working best for me. Where can I be the most excited? Tuesday mornings work so much better for me. That means that I work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then I've got Thursday to record a podcast. I've got Friday to write a Sunday talk or just take the whole day off. And then I've got to Saturdays to be Saturdays. Because what was happening was I worked Sunday, I worked Monday. I was trying to take Tuesdays off, kind of. Then I had to work on Wednesday, and that was, you know, doing the thing at the night, but also getting ready for it. And then there was the Thursday morning group. And then somehow I couldn't find time or space to do the podcast. And I found myself sort of working every day because nothing was organized. And so now I'm organized. These are the days that I work. These are the days that I'm doing. I can do a podcast on Wednesday or Thursday morning so that it is out for the next Wednesday. And I feel so much better about everything. Now, look how small this seems. I stopped something, and then I wanted it badly enough for myself that I started it again. But I was going to start it at a time that I thought accommodated other people. Then I realized, I mean, it was like a bolt from heaven that said, you can do it on Tuesdays, Deborah. It's like, oh, I can. Oh my gosh. And it made all the difference in the world. time hasn't changed. Time is still just rolling along. You know, the clocks are still ticking. The calendars are still flipping. Everything's still happening. But I have managed to find a way to arrange my life, or the things that arrange my obligations, not my life, but arrange my obligations in a way that gives me the freedom to do the things that I really want to do, or do them in a timely manner. Now, yes, I have obligations. I have a staff meeting on Mondays. That's not, you know, that's not optional. Obviously, I work Sundays. That's not optional. We're not going to, let's do a Sunday service on Thursday because I want to take Sunday off. That's not how it works. There are things that are in place that are non-negotiable. That's when they happen. But now I can work around those and find my little spaces. Now, if you're raising children, I get it. There's not a lot of space. But take some time to think about how your time flows for you. Let's not even talk about using time, because time is not physical. Time is not real. Time doesn't run you. Think about how time flows in your life, how you flow through time, how it flows around you, so to speak, and how much do you see time as an external experience as opposed to an internal experience. And maybe that's what I'm talking about here, is somehow or another, this major revelation of, oh, I can do something on a different day. It gave me a completely different perspective on time. Between reading this book and this experience of giving myself permission to do what was good for me. And maybe that's part of this whole thing too, is when we let time run us, when we let the external world run us all the time, then we don't even get the time to think about what we really want, what we really need, what would make us happy. I mean, probably somebody with two young children is happy to get 10 minutes to themselves, or 10 minutes to just sit and have that cup of coffee or tea, or, you know, 10 minutes to just stare out the window and not be engaged in something. And maybe it's a matter of looking at your schedule, which is an external thing. See, it's not time, it's the schedule that's external. It's not the time. Look at the schedule. Okay, this, you're doing things this way. What are the things that you can move around? What can you change? Where can you give yourself some more flexibility? Yeah, there's things that are going to be in place. If the children are in school, or you've got a job and you work certain hours, but there are things that you can change. Sometimes this is more difficult than you would think, because we get into a habit, we get into a routine, and it just feels normal. And I will tell you that after doing Thursday mornings for 7 years and then taking 2 months off from it, when I went back and did the group on a Tuesday morning, I was messed up for the whole rest of the week, because in my head, the week was almost over because I had done my group. 7 years of doing Thursday morning group was ingrained. It was a part of my physical body. And it was hilarious. In fact, right now, I'm pretty sure I'm recording this on a Friday, but I probably won't know until Sunday. I'm hoping that when I get to Sunday, my clock will reset itself. And after a couple of weeks and doing a Tuesday morning group instead of a Thursday, I'll get back into a new routine. But realize that much of our habits and much of our scheduling has to do with, we're just used to doing it and we go on autopilot. Take yourself off of autopilot. Look at your schedule, your external timekeeper. Think about what you really want to do and give yourself permission to do that. I'm going to give a talk on Sunday about giving yourself permission to be who you are. You might want to check that out on our website, and that would be on June 11th. But look at what you're doing, especially if you feel so pressed for time all the time. Sit back. Think about the fact that time is a thought relationship with the past and the future. Think about what you're doing, what you absolutely have to do, because we all have things that are pretty much non-negotiable if we want to, you know, live a fairly normal life. And then look at what's going on around that. What could you change? What can you do differently? What can you stop doing? What can you give yourself permission to take a break from? Giving myself permission to take a break from the podcast and from that group were both very hard, partly because I enjoy doing them and partly because I feel obligated to my audience. And I had to look at that too, is what did I feel obligated to and why? And was anybody going to die if I didn't do a podcast? No, but they're disappointed. And then I had to look at, okay, so how much am I responsible for someone else's disappointment? But the truth is, the people who give me feedback on the things I do, is it brings them joy. And so that makes me want to do it, because it's just another way of sharing love, sharing our oneness, sharing our wholeness. So I would encourage you in this next week to really think about time, think about how it's using you as opposed to you flowing with it. Try to get off of this idea of using your time, because there is no allotment. There's just the flow of life. And when you can organize your flow, listen to that. I've got to manage my time. I want to organize my flow. Which one works better for you? Which one takes the stress off of you? Think about that. Because when you are organized on the inside, then you become more organized on the outside. And we don't really need more time. We simply need to be in a flow that allows us to be who we are. And we all know that we are divine beings in bodies here to experience life and to be an expression of the one source that is always expressing through us. You know, one source doesn't know anything about time. There is no time in source. There is only flow. So think about how your life flows, and if it isn't flowing, then look at what you can do to create flow and not worry so much about managing everything. Again, there's a lot of obligations in the world. I get that. There's things that we have to do that we don't necessarily enjoy doing. I get that. But when we look at life as a flow instead of a bundle of time that is limited, I think we can move forward in a much more positive and uplifted way. I can tell you that these two things that I have done, taking time off from the podcast, changing that group, have done wonders for me. The last few podcasts I did before I took a break were excruciatingly hard for me. I couldn't get anything out. And I have done this podcast in almost one take because I'm enthusiastic about it again, because I don't feel pressed by time anymore. I'm allowing that flow. I've organized my flow. So I want to give you the whole quote from the book. And he was talking about time and light. And he says, "So we have come to know that appearances exist for us only in our consciousness. Even time and space become annihilated, time being only the experience of succession, there being no past or future except as a thought relation to the past." Think about your relation to now, your relation to the past, your relation to the future, and specifically your relation to your inner self that knows what you need and honestly knows the very best way for you to move forward in your life. Express yourself as who you really are, a divine loving being of the divine and loving one source. I wish you a beautiful, wonderful week of flow and ease. Thank you for listening today. Discovering Spirit Within is produced by Spiritual Life Center. If you enjoyed our discussion and feel inspired to support us, you can go to slcworld.org/donate. And now, until we meet again, deep peace of the running wave to you, deep peace of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you, deep peace of the shining stars to you, deep peace of the son and daughter of peace to you. And may the joys of the world go with you.